The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Good morning.
Welcome to our show. It's 6:05, 55 degrees in the city. Warming trend this week, looking good. Sorry that I will miss it. I am Randy Corcoran, your pumped up, passionate purveyor of principled patriotism. Right here on Denver's only live, local, conservative call-in radio show on your Saturday mornings. The whippersnapper's behind the glass. He awaits your calls, 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. We always get kind of excited around here now. Who will be the first call of the day? Will it be somebody new or one of our old favorites? Last week we had calls from, Arkansas, email from Pennsylvania, direct text messages from the 710 KNUS app from Washington State. And it just keeps growing around here, which is pretty darn exciting for us. We've got 2,527 followers now, I think, on our Facebook page, Wake Up with Randy Corcoran. So, you know, I make these little kind of goals, and if we can get to 2,550, that would be kind of cool. So if you are a social media novice, kind of like me, I fool around, don't get myself in too much trouble, go to the Facebook page and look up Wake Up with Randy Corcoran. Like that page, if you will. We're going to start using it more and more, maybe tie it into a YouTube channel, do some broadcasts when I'm not on the air so we can stay in touch in a whole lot of different ways. And if you get connected now, we'll be able to stay connected for a good long time. You can email the show here by going to 710knus.com, find shows, Wake Up with Randy Corcoran, and then the big red button that says email the show pops right into my laptop. We love to read your emails. You can text to my cell phone with the 710knus app. Three buttons up in the top left of the screen there, and when you click on them, you'll see text to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran, and boom, pops right in on my cell phone. And yeah, usually the texters are the nasty ones. They are the ones who, I sometimes wonder if their mothers actually lock them in the basements, and that's why they get so angry in the morning. But whatever's going on in that basement, it's not a happy place to be. So getting some happy texts, some texts of love, would be mighty fine. Adam Walker is here, 303-696-1971, if you'd like to weigh in. So very much going on. The Kavanaugh hearings concluded. What a joke. What a fallacy. You know, last week I made kind of just an aside comment about conservatism and conservatives, how really, conservatives are better citizens than everybody else. And I truly, truly believe that. And it's not because we're smarter, not because we're more well-read, not because we're better looking. You know, some people are short, some people are tall, some people have great singing voices. You can listen to them forever. Some people have voices you don't want to listen to for very long. Some people are well-read. Some people just kind of skim the headlines. Some people are kind to animals. Some people could care less about puppies. I mean, people are people. We are all flawed all over the spectrum of humanity. We are fallen. And that's why it's such a blessing to be forgiven. But setting that aside, conservatives, What are we about? Conservatives want to conserve what is great, conserve what has proven to work. The Declaration of Independence outlined a list, a lengthy laundry list of grievances against a tyrant, against a king. It wasn't just taxes and the Tea Party. It wasn't just military coming in and dictating this and dictating that, taking over people's homes. It was being forgotten about. It was being ignored. It was not being allowed to pick and choose how you live your own life. And the Constitution of the United States, the supreme legal document in the land, the one that the left wants to have living and breathing and changing, based on the whims of the majority, based on the whims of whoever happens to be in office for a particular election cycle, has managed to maintain, to conserve those significant principles that were endowed by our Creator with the freedom to pursue life, liberty, and happiness. We have God-given rights, and they're enshrined in our Bill of Rights. There's a reason that freedom of speech is the First Amendment, and the Second Amendment is there to protect the first, along with all the rest. When Barack Obama was elected, we didn't burn down our college campuses. We didn't shout down the leftists who were celebrating and in our face and knew that the man who promised to America, not that I'm going to preserve what's great about America, not that I'm going to celebrate what has caused and allowed and permitted America to be and continue to be the most secure, most prosperous, most free country in the history of the world. No, Barack Obama was going to fundamentally transform the United States of America, and he came so very close. So very close. And so what did the conservatives do? Did we shout everybody down? John McCain and his infinite losingness. Do you remember when the financial crisis happened and John McCain, who was running to be president of the United States, who was running, we thought, to stop the man who wanted to fundamentally transform the greatest country in the history of the world, suspended his presidential campaign to go back to the Senate to help sort out the financial mess, against all of the advice of his significant advisors, the people who despised the idea of putting Sarah Palin on the ticket, the only infusion of life that the McCain campaign saw. When that old haggard lady at one of the town halls that candidate McCain had stood up and said, I don't trust Obama. I don't think he's American. And McCain stopped her, turned her away and said, no, he's a fine man, a family man, loves his country. On and on, praising his opponent, the one who dissected him whenever he had the opportunity. Being nice as Republicans doesn't work because the Democrats play to win. And so when Obama agreed to have the big round table and all the press was there to watch it, and John McCain, in his naivete, actually believing that because he was one of the good guys, he was one of the good Republicans, one of the ones who were favored by the media, except when he was running for president. But as soon as he lost that race, as soon as he handed over the reins of power to the man who wanted, intended, and came this close to fundamentally transforming the United States of America, when that man went back for the roundtable discussion about Obamacare, what did Obama say to him? We won, John. And the look on Obama's face, the smugness, the victory, they had that temporary supermajority in the Senate, 60 people. It's the only reason we're fighting to get rid of Obamacare now. But when all of those things happened, what did the conservatives do?
Well, you were birthers. You tried to take down this president saying he's...
No, we challenged the unknown history of Barack Hussein Obama. We challenged the fact that he looks far more like his putative father, as far as I'm concerned, Frank Marshall Davis, than the man who has claimed to be his father, Barack Obama Sr. He doesn't look anything like that. Doesn't look anything like his so-called brothers and sisters. He doesn't look like the family whose name he has taken to be his own. He looks like Frank Marshall Davis. He passed the laws to seal all of his records. How interesting that the passport records of Obama and some others, just to make it look good, were stolen. Covertly stolen. So that people couldn't look and see where he traveled to. Was he in Indonesia? Did he make moves that would have shown up in the political investigation into the background of this guy? Nobody could talk about the fact that he was trained in an Islamic school. Nobody could talk about the fact that he was a heavy drug user. The rumors about some of his promiscuity and misbehaviors, because he was the first black president. You couldn't criticize him. My God, you're a racist if you want to know the facts. You couldn't talk about the fact that he surrounded himself with some of the most dangerous people our country had ever seen, like Bill Ayers, who got off on a technicality from killing a cop. The campaign of Barack Hussein Obama, the man who promised to fundamentally transform the United States of America, started in the living room of a domestic terrorist, Bill Ayers. Couldn't talk about that. John McCain wouldn't go there. Could not talk about the Reverend Jeremiah Wright and the black separatist ideology that Barack Obama subjected himself and his young daughters to for decades. John McCain couldn't talk about that. Set all that aside. President Obama was elected. The email I sent out that night was a sad email, a cautious email. I was concerned because I had been doing my homework on who this man was. I saw through what he meant when he said he was going to fundamentally transform the greatest country that the world has ever seen. And I still felt good that the United States of America had elected its first black president. I was sorry that it was him, but I knew it was a sign of just how far we came. And I thought, if he had any kind of patriotism, any kind of heart at all, he could advance the goodness of America in so many ways. And right out of the gate, the Concord police, it wasn't Concord, but whatever the city was, where the professor tried to break into his own house and wouldn't identify himself when the cops came because a neighbor reported someone breaking into his house and then claimed racism. Probably a staged event from the get-go. And Obama came out before any facts were known. Oh, the police acted stupidly. That stupid beer summit. Did conservatives burn down colleges, break windows, crowd highways, stopping traffic? Yeah, we put 1 million people on the mall in Washington. The Tea Party did that. And we left the place looking better than we found it. Not one report of violence. And we got busy winning elections. Barack Obama, during his presidency, lost so many governorships, so many House seats. And the Senate slowly and surely lurched and limped its way toward a Republican majority. All that happened during the reign of terror from Barack Hussein Obama. And then when we rise up, and even over, practically over my dead body, took me a while to start to understand the power of a Donald Trump. When we elected that man, and yes, I say we, I wrote publicly, I advocated publicly, I addressed envelopes that got mailed into Michigan and Pennsylvania and other battleground states. That's what the Tea Party did once the Republican nominee was decided, to get him elected. Targeted voter outreach. That's what we did in response to the leftist takeover of our government for the last 8 years. Not shutting people down, not filling a bag full of chains and hitting somebody, cold cocking them upside the head, and throwing eggs and spraying things on women who are going to a Trump rally. We are so much better than that. So much better than that. Because our principles have stood the test of time. Because our founding documents were created by thoughtful people who were so much better educated than the vast, vast majority of politicians and eggheads and professors out there today. Understood ancient languages, read all kinds of history, saw all the different governments that worked and didn't work, fought with each other from principle to try and create the framework for the country that in record time became the world leader in all regards. The country that fought a civil war with itself to eradicate the world, the first country to ever eradicate slavery within its own shores at the expense of 600,000 of her young men and some women. That's what we believe in. And the way we reacted to Barack Obama was we won elections. And the way that they're reacting to the election of Donald J. Trump is to lie, cheat, break the rules, paid protesters at a Senate confirmation hearing, 70 arrests on the first day of the Kavanaugh hearings. By the way, Brett Kavanaugh will very soon be the next United States Supreme Court Justice for the United States of America, and he will be there a long, long time. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, you radical, violent, evil, vile leftists. Yeah, conservatives are better than you. 303-696-1971. Phone lines have been flashing along. We do need to take a break, so we will get to calls. And, you know, I don't usually do this, but when we come back, I do not subscribe to the Denver Post. I will not pay 99 cents to breach the firewall to have access to their daily news, just on principle. So I spend more money by buying a paper when I'm doing radio, just because I've got to see. I've got to see what's in there. I don't usually do this, but when we come back, I'm going to read to you word for word an opinion piece by Vicky Cowart. I think there's a misspelling there. Shouldn't there be a D at the end of that last name? Vicky Cowart, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains. And when I read this to you, I want you to listen for the word that you never, ever hear. 303-696-1971. It's Wake Up with Randy Corcoran here on 710 KNUS. +628 on your Saturday morning. If you can hear the show, send me a text. Send me an email quick, because I don't hear a thing. But anyway, it's 629. We will continue on. Emails are pouring in already this morning. Phone number here is 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. This is a great one from Henry. a kind of phony bumper sticker. Trump's economy is so good that even Colin Kaepernick got a job. Trump's economy is so good that even Colin Kaepernick got a job. That's just truly hilarious. Another emailer, James, says, Randy, you better tell Walker Stapleton to puff up his chest and man up a little bit. Otherwise, Jared Polis is going to eat him for lunch. You cannot be nice with these Democrats. Yeah, it's kind of what we talked about in the open. Hey, we're better than you. Not because we are taller or prettier or sing better, but because our ideas are good and our behavior supports those ideas. We don't burn things. We don't trash things. We don't shout down and shut down the conversation on your side. Anyway, James finishes with, you need to punch and punch and punch and punch again until they're down. If Walker is going to be like Jeb, I know, the Bush family, then all is lost for Colorado and we will have damn near a socialist in power. Yeah, that's a fact. Did callers call in and say, so we're out there. Does that mean that we can play our Polis, have fun with our Polis clips?
But again, it shouldn't be up to us to convince him, just as I don't have to eat their darn fried crayfish. I don't want it. I don't want it.
Oh, yeah, that was the short one. Here's another one.
You think they want to be spending their time here, Madam Speaker? Is that what you think? They want to be spending their time here in the gallery, probably traveling at their own expense to Washington? And you're saying we're addressing them, and that's what you're upset about, Madam Speaker? I want you, Madam Speaker, to address the reason that they are here. They are here because our government is tearing apart their families, Madam Speaker.
Yeah, and then why isn't Walker Stapleton using this?
Again.
Yeah, we had to speed that up because it never ends.
That's 56.
Yeah, I did that.
By my count.
Yeah, 56 times. Walker, where are the ads showing what a petty person Polis is? Petty person Polis. There's another nice little moniker for him. I think the Denver Post is actually worried, and we will get to the phones here in just a second. Oh, I see Liberal Chris is calling in. Man, talk about calling him out this morning, huh? We'll get to Chris first. Absolutely, for sure. One line open, 303-696-1971. I think even the Denver Post is a little bit worried, more than a little bit worried, about the trajectory of the Democrat Party as we head into November. And that even includes the gubernatorial race here in Colorado. Because on the front page, their headline, this is a newspaper, but their headline is all Colorado on the radar. They are acknowledging, and Walker Stapleton, man, I don't know. You know, Cory Gardner won Colorado, took back a very important Senate seat. He did it with a smile, with a personality. He did not come out as a rock-ribbed conservative, and I understand the state that we live in, but he was still tough. He was still a fighter. And Walker, I hope we see a whole lot of that from you. The Denver Post seems worried that Jared Polis is forgetting about rural Colorado, dodging a debate. The two of these guys are going to debate a bunch. And I have heard, and I don't have any proof, I haven't seen numbers, just people that I trust, that the internals, nationally, the Democrats are terrified of what's going on as we head into November. And here in Colorado, Jared Polis, he's not pulling away, not by any stretch of the imagination. So the Denver Post takes the headline on the front page of their Saturday newspaper to try and get Polis' attention. Jared, are you listening? I hope not. You arrogant, pompous, near socialist, as Chris, the emailer, said. Yeah, I hope not. All right, so I started off the show talking about why conservatives are so much better than those on the left. Let's see what liberal Chris has to say. Chris, thanks for waiting. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Randy. There was some technical difficulties. This is the beginning of the show. You, like the stream went down, and then I reloaded it, and you were back on the air. So I don't know if that was like a internet connection or something.
Yeah, I think it was the left just trying to interrupt my monologue, frankly. You guys play dirty, you know.
Yeah, that could be it with the Russians or something.
There
in
you
any
go.
Event, I do want to defend Obama's Democratic Party with respect to Obamacare that you alluded to earlier in the 6 o'clock hour. You're right. We did have, until Scott Brown got a filibuster, majority where the Republicans were able to stall a lot of the bills we could have gotten. In our supermajority, I would argue we should have rammed through, at the very least, a public option, and at the, you know, at the most, single payer universal health care. But President Obama, kind of like John Roberts did Obamacare, these are men that don't want their defining legacies, in my opinion, to be about like blanket, facile partisanship. And so Obama and Harry Reid were like, no, we want more Republicans. And Republicans amended 300 times Obamacare, eventually Harry Reid shoveling the public option. And now we pretty much have, you know, Romney Care or the Heritage Foundation version of health care reform. So I don't think liberals went far enough. I think they should have. But to say that they kind of shoved it down the throat, some communist bill, my words, not yours.
Now, back to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710, KNUS.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh.
Yeah, baby, we're back. Things are sounding good. 12 minutes to go until 7 o'clock. I'm Randy Corcoran. If you were trying to get in before, phone lines were going crazy, and people were also calling and saying, we're hearing you, we're not, but we seem to be back now. So go ahead and fire it up. We'll get to your calls, 303-696-1971. 12 minutes to go until 7 o'clock. Sun is up, 60 degrees in the city, warming trend all week long, right into the 90s next week. Really going to be an excellent, excellent September week here in our beautiful and most favored state of Colorado. We were talking about the fear that the Denver Post must be feeling to have on its front page. Is all of Colorado on the radar? Boy, there's a news story, right? Just because Jared Polis is ignoring rural Colorado. And my spies tell me that the Democrats internally are terrified of these November elections. Of course they look excited and revved up, and we're going to blue wave right through the Trump administration. We're going to stop all of these horrid things that are going on. But look at the spectacle that they're making of themselves. The Kavanaugh hearings were a perfect example. And I know hardly anybody watches this stuff. I understand it. But a perfect example of who and what the left has to bring to the table. Nothing. Disruption. Paid protesters. Violating the rules. Cory Booker, man, he has put a fork in his own presidential hopes. What a chump. What an idiot. I'm Spartacus. Come on, man. Come on. And Rachel Maddow. She, remember her, you know, she's the one who said she had Donald Trump's tax return. You remember during the run-up to the election? All of that drama was a big fall flat on its face for Rachel Madcow disease. She has a Twitter feed called the Maddow Blog. And now that it's all but certain that Brett Kavanaugh will be the next United States Supreme Court Justice for decades, suck it left, for decades to come. Here is the new spin from one of the leaders of the left, Rachel Madcow. Good news for Kavanaugh, his confirmation hearing is over. Bad news for Kavanaugh, whether he's confirmed or not, he could ultimately find himself impeached. So they went through all of this all of this radical behavior and all of the money that was poured in. Stop Kavanaugh. Women will die. They tried to impugn this man's character and take him down places that he was unwilling to go. He showed such class and such strength and such leadership, and I was glad to see it, because when he was first nominated, just kind of, you know, looking at him and watching him, he just almost seemed too nice for what I knew was going to be facing him in these Senate confirmation hearings. But he kicked the crap out of the leftist Democrats who were trying to embarrass him or rile him up or whatever. The responses to Rachel Maddow's blog. Rachel Maddow has already moved on to impeaching Kavanaugh. Way to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. Impressive. Hilarious and sad, but impressive nonetheless. Somebody else wrote, narrator, there is 0.0 chance that he is impeached. And that's absolutely true. This woman jumped on what I thought of right away. Is this like the time you had Trump's tax return? LOL. This is all from Twitter. Here's another one. This is great. Nathan, the Wurzel-hearted, whatever that means. I would like to thank you for the help in turning out Republican voters in House and Senate races. Exactly. This is why the left is getting terrified. This is why when I hear people like Gerard Lemire with his, did I say that right? Lemire, I did it again. Gerard Lemire with his election modeling. I believe that the blue wave becomes, with every passing day, with every economic success, with every lame effort by the left, like this latest New York Times anonymous editorial, we are the deep state, we are inside, we are working to stop this president. They're killing themselves. You're killing yourselves, Holmes. Step it up. Come up with a policy. Behave like an adult, and maybe you will have a chance. I hope not. I don't think so. Even here in Colorado, and the emails are continuing to come in, Stapleton's got to put up a fight. I know that there are people who say, you know, polling-wise, Stapleton is doing just fine. I believe there are 7 debates that are scheduled between the two of these guys. Now, not the one on the Western Slope, because Polis can't be bothered to go out and talk to those ranchers and those rural folks. But Walker Stapleton is going to do just fine in the debates. I have no doubt about that. But I wish he would fight. I wish he would take Peter Boyle's advice. Show up at Jack Phillips Bakery. I wish he'd go on the Craig Silverman show and do, you know, take some of those more intense questions and stand up, speak out, and push back. So very, very critical. Not run away from the media. Not run away from Patty Calhoun of Westward. I want Walker Stapleton to win. I am spending very little time being critical of the way that he runs his campaign, but it's obviously on your minds because the emails keep coming in, and there have been callers on the line who want to talk about it as well. I want to support him in doing what needs to be done to make sure that we don't have crazy Jared Polis in control for redistricting and trying to push all of his radical ideas, just like Barack Obama did when he took over the country for 8 years and violated so many different norms to try and shove his agenda down our throat. I know we've got callers on the line. We've only got about 15 seconds till the next break. We seem to have all of our technical difficulties under control, so we will, in the next hour, absolutely get to your calls, and I will read to you what you will not believe. This editorial from Vicky Cowart, misspelling there, need a D on the end, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains. You will want to listen to what word is missing from this very short editorial. We'll get to all that when we come back. And Brandon Straka, the founder of the Walkaway Movement, another reason the Democrats are in serious trouble, he joins us in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay with us right here on Wake Up with Randy Corporan, 710 KNUS.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.